The focus of weather attention today in the Midwest will be on upper portions of the region where a raging winter storm is likely to cause serious travel delays from portions of South Dakota into Wisconsin. This storm system is occurring in response of an Arctic air mass that is dropping unseasonably early across Canada and into portions of the U.S. Northern Plains and upper Midwest. The majority of the precipitation that's going to be occurring today will be focused on the areas I mentioned, with most other areas in the Midwest not likely to see a significant amount of precipitation, and because of that, harvest progress will likely advance. There will be quite a temperature contrast across the Midwest today and probably tomorrow as well. The afternoon highs today will run in the 60s across many areas from Illinois to southern Ohio and southward to the Ohio River, and we'll see a few lower 70s in eastern Kansas and parts of west central Missouri. In contrast, though, temperatures this afternoon will only be in the 20s across Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas, with some locations slipping into the teens. We're expecting to see that snow event taking place across that region, which will hold those temperatures down. As we go through the day tomorrow, we're expecting to see the teens and 20s expand a bit across the northwestern Corn Belt, while the temperatures over 60 degrees will be mostly concentrated on the area from portions of Ohio into Kentucky, and we'll likely see many other areas in the Midwest experience temperatures that will cool into the 40s and 50s. As we move on into the latter part of this week and close to the weekend, we're probably going to see the afternoon temperatures in the Midwest confined to the 20s and 30s, and we'll expect to see the low temperatures at night running mostly teens and 20s. That will not be quite as extreme as that which will occur out to the west, where we're expecting to see some single digits, both positive and negative, in the High Plains region from Colorado to Montana. Temperatures will fall below zero out that way, causing some stress to livestock and threatening some wheat that's not protected from the cold by snow, but we don't expect any such conditions to occur in the Midwest. The air mass will moderate as it comes into the region, but we will see those teens and 20s occurring in many areas as we finish out the work week, with single-digit readings likely in Minnesota, the Dakotas, and maybe portions of northwestern Iowa and Wisconsin. As we move in towards the latter part of the week, and early next week, a short-term bout of warming may take place, but there's going to be a reinforcing shot of cool air that will come on next week that will likely see to it that we see one more wave of rather chilly conditions. This time it might be more focused on the heart of the Midwest. Precipitation across the region is expected to be restricted for a while. I don't anticipate anything more than some light amounts of rainfall to occur as the coldest air first starts to move across the region. This will include areas from parts of Missouri to Illinois initially as we go through the night tonight, and the band of showers will move very quickly to the east during the day tomorrow, passing through the rest of Illinois, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and parts of Ohio, as well as Kentucky. Moisture totals will not be much more than a couple tenths of an inch in most cases. There will be a little bit of snow that will fall in Iowa, maybe a few locations in portions of northwestern Illinois and parts of western and northern Michigan, but significant snow accumulations like that in the upper Midwest today are certainly not likely to take place. The next precipitation of significance for the region will hold off until we get into next week, and at that point there may be a significant storm system evolving as the temperatures moderate somewhat shortly before the next surge of colder air comes southward out of Canada. We'll wait until we get closer to that event before we start predicting moisture totals. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.